I'm from the Shawmut Lake, Saskatchewan. I'm a Cree, Woodlands Cree. I started in PEA. There was just me that started. And then when I got to PEA, my niece and my stepdaughter were waiting for me and my best friend. So there was four of us that started. And along the way from PEA to Melfort, we lost my best friend there, had to return home. And then from there, we started picking up people to Regina. We've been to a lot of communities that had residential schools. We stopped to pay our respects, speak with the elders, and told them about our healing walk. Saskatchewan, I thought, well, geez, it's a long walk, babe. Saskatchewan is prairie. And then Manitoba, and when we got to Manitoba, I started feeling more like, okay, we can do this. So we were able to do that, and still along the way, a lot of communities, First Nations communities, come out to support us. We get a lot of support with water, food, accommodations, and stop for the different ceremonies that they have for us, and sweats and that. And with the Facebook page on the Walk of Sorrow, we've been making a lot of connections with people, that with the communities that we are approaching. So even before we get there, they have accommodations for us. They're waiting for us. They have a meal for us. So it's been just a tremendous, tremendous experience for all of us, eh? And each one of us are different, like have our own stories of why we want to heal. For me, it's residential school. Joe, residential school. Ken, all us older is residential schools, eh? And then the younger youth we have with us, they're walking for their parents and their grandparents, and they're learning, and they want to learn more about residential school, eh? So we talk to them and we guide them on how to deal with their emotions and the pain that they feel for their families. So it's been like quite an eye-opening experience for our youth that had come with us, and it's amazing to see that they just soaked in all that traditional knowledge that the elders are teaching us along the way, and the different ceremonies and the different medicines that we can use. And you know, we use that medicines that the elders give us for our aches and pains, and it works wonders. So we are learning. Every time we go into a community, we are learning the different histories, and we see the different spots where all these residential schools was. Like for me personally, I never knew those schools that were there, eh? Until we get to the community and they take us to the schools and they tell us about the history and how long it's been there. And the further east we get, the more I realize how much longer the eastern part of the country had suffered longer than we do in the west, because they, like the settlers and the settlers and all those people that come started in the east. So they were there maybe 100 years before we were. They came west. So, and I know it's harder. It's gonna get harder along the way. But we have faith. We have faith in our Creator. And we, like I say, always tell people, this is not a protest. I don't want no anger coming in here. This is a healing journey. And if we are to heal, we can't be angry, because that's what they want us to do. The government and the non-First Nations want us to be angry, want us to keep us down there. So my thought and my way of thinking is like, I can't let them make me angry no more. If I'm angry, I'm not healing. So I pass that message on and I continue to push it. Like people will contact me and say, well, we have this group here ready to stand up and rise. And I said, good, just please don't bring violence. Don't include us in your vandalism or anything destructive. We are here to heal, not hurt more. And I try to make them understand that is what they want us to see. That is what they want the world to see, is us being so angry and violent, so they can portray us as angry and violent Native people, eh? So that is what I am trying to put out there, that we're not angry, violent people. We're loving, caring, compassionate people that we just have to put out there and just remember that part of healing is letting go of that anger and that hate. So I truly believe we are doing a good thing, because a lot of people, a lot of our supporters feel the same way, eh? We don't need violence to get our voices heard. With this walk, we are being heard. Like, even us just walking, everybody's stopping and saying, oh, you're doing a wonderful thing. If you hadn't started, like, non-First Nations, if you haven't started this walk, we wouldn't have really known what was going on. Like, we are so sorry that you people suffered like this. Eh? Like, so it's bringing awareness to those people that were so blinded by their system and their privileged lives. So now we're bringing that awareness out there, and, you know, it's going to continue being out there until everybody's understand how the residential schools destroyed our people and how it continues to destroy our people through intergenerational trauma, and also with the 60 scoop, and also the foster care systems today and child care services today. They still hold us back, and they don't allow us to parent our own kids. And I'm hoping that they will, like, I know they will, they are working on it. But we need to start letting our people know, our First Nations people know, it's time to heal. Without healing, where is that respect going to go for our elders? We need to start using our elders. And that's my push, is use your elders, talk to your elders. They're the ones that know more. Maybe if we talk to them, they can start healing. Because it's been so isolated for, they've been so isolated for many years with all this new technology that has come up. We've had totally, I've noticed, me too, I totally, like, started ignoring our elders and just staying home on that Facebook. And it's not the same communication, even though you do FaceTiming. It's not that we are missing that personal communication with our people, yeah? So that's my push and my aim. And once we leave Drayden here, we're heading to Wabigoon, and then we are on our way to Ottawa. And we're hoping by the end of July here, we'll reach Ottawa. And along the way, we know we're going to have more and more people the closer we get to Ottawa. So my message is just remain calm. Don't bring violence to our group, because we're trying to do it peacefully. But we are loud. Even though we're doing it peacefully, we are still being heard and acknowledged.